Act Aware is the theme for this year's World AIDS Day, to be commemorated Sunday afternoon at Pensacola's Community Maritime Park. WUWF's Sandra Averhart has more on the observance and the prevalence of HIV/AIDS across the region.
Scott Mickley is HIV/AIDS Surveillance Coordinator for Area 1 for the Florida Department of Health of Escambia County. When he started tracking the disease for the four-county region from Escambia to Walton in the early 1990s, he says there were just 32 reported AIDS cases. Now the combined total has surpassed the 3,000 mark.
We didn't start reporting HIV until 1997. So the cases were coming in pretty slow at that time, and have since, especially with the advent of HIV reporting and laboratory-based surveillance, our numbers have really picked up a lot.
Historically, the smallest county, Walton, has had the fewest cases, currently reporting 60 people living with HIV and AIDS as of September of this year. In Santa Rosa, it's 161, and in Okaloosa, 306. Escambia, the largest county, has 1,173 people living with HIV and AIDS. And after fairly stable numbers in the last few years, Mickley says he's noticed a disturbing trend for this year.
Through October, Escambia County's had a 44% increase in reported HIV cases and an 81% increase in reported AIDS cases. And that's compared to the same period of time last year, January through October.
Mickley says the increase for 2013 could be the result of people being identified late and thus being diagnosed with both HIV and AIDS at the same time. Unfortunately, he says the number one reason people get tested is because they're sick. But the best scenario is for people to be tested and know their status long before symptoms arise. And that's where organizations such as HIV Evolution come in, with a primary mission of providing HIV/AIDS education, prevention, and testing services.
Actually, we do a test that is called OraQuick, and it is a rapid 20-minute HIV test.
Kimberly Brill is outreach coordinator for HIV Evolution.
A client can come in and have the test and have the results in 20 minutes. So it's fast, free, and it's confidential. It's 99.3% accurate.
Brill says their rapid testing has helped to increase the number of people getting tested, around 35 to 40 people a month. But they'd like to see more normalized testing. That's at least once for individuals ages 13 to 64, with people who are at high risk to get tested once a year, and those who are at very high risk to get tested every 6 months. The idea is to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
Testing is a part of prevention, because if you can know your status, you're not going to be passing HIV to anyone else. You're going to be protecting yourself and other people.
At Pensacola's World AIDS Day observance, testing will be available, but it will also be a time to remember the 1,224 Northwest Florida residents who've lost their lives to AIDS over the past three decades. Also, the program will include keynote speakers Butch McKay with OASIS and Pastor Rodney Jones with Pathways for Change. Additionally, there will be performances by Ballet Pensacola and the Belmont Youth Band. The event will be held at the Hancock Pavilion at Community Maritime Park Stadium beginning at 3 o'clock. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.